the weekend.
Now, the calm before the storm, as America takes to the highways for a 3 or even a 4 day weekend. And for those staying put or just traveling locally, it's time to fire up the grills, stock in the libations, and enjoy the fireworks. Most will enjoy the professional displays, and many will set off their own shows, which they'll enjoy from their backyards before their trips to the emergency room.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
So the weekend is here. It is Friday, the 1st of July. Thank you for being with us on our program. And now your weather. Today, mostly sunny, high of 93. Yeah, you felt it. Wind southwest 10 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. Showers later on, a low of 68. The winds at 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 40%. Ultraviolet index at 9. Humidity, 4%. More frustration on the part of the Springfield mayor relative to new information about the Saugan nightclub, as indicated by this terse letter to the police commissioner. Police Superintendent Claprud, Licensing Director, Attorney Alicia Days, re Saugan nightclub. It has been brought to my attention that the Saugan nightclub is being used to party in through the adjacent attached nightclub, The Zone. As you know, this is the site where Mr. David Carrasquillo was murdered. May God rest his soul. This site should not be open. Please, if this is so, move immediately to sanction and shut them down again, ASAP. Shame on them. Thank you and good health. God bless. Respectfully, Dominic J. Sarno, Mayor. Well, you'll be glad to know that the Three County Fair is back. It had been silenced by COVID, but surprise, 2022, Three County Fair tickets are now on sale exclusively on the website www.3countyfair.com. You can save big on adult general admission ages 12 to 64 by buying them in advance and online. Kids age 11 and under, they're free. Visiting multiple days, grab the 4 day pass for half the cost of 4 individual gate tickets. General admission to the fair, $15. For ages 12 and up, discount tickets for $12. Well, you can grab them up on the fair's website. Veterans, you get in for free on Sunday, September 4. There's a full schedule of entertainment and events online. And yes, back for 2022, free parking. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno says, quote, "Another glass ceiling shattered with the first black woman on the Supreme Court as Ketanji Brown Jackson is sworn in today. Congratulations to her and her family. This historic achievement symbolizes a tremendous message to our aspiring youths." Springfield officials announced today visionary plans for the continued development of the North Riverfront property area that could potentially include a new residential facility, a marina with boat access to the Connecticut River, and a possible site for a new state-of-the-art state courthouse. The North Riverfront area encompasses over 14 acres of developable waterfront land. The projects, if approved, would increase and continue to enhance access and enjoyment along the riverfront area that also encompasses Riverfront Park, which currently contains many amenities such as a playground, passive recreation, and the September 11th Memorial Monument. A potential residential housing facility could be developed along the riverfront, along with a covered residential parking area. The potential development of a marina and supporting building could offer slips for boats to dock. The North Riverfront area could also potentially serve as the home, as aforementioned, for a new state-of-the-art courthouse facility to replace the current troubled state courthouse building on State Street. Judy Matt and Team Spirit of Springfield putting the final and finishing touches on her huge efforts for the 4th. And here's how it all stands for Monday as we head into the weekend. At 7 p.m., Springfield Mayor Sarno, MassMutual Foundation President Dennis Duquette, Colonel David Halasi Kuhn, commander of the 104th Fighter Wing, and Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt will welcome everyone to the park. Vanessa Ford will perform the national anthem, and Patrick Berry from Mass Appeal will serve as the master of ceremonies. Union Jack, a 60s music British tribute band sponsored by TD Bank, will then take the stage and will get the audience as singing and dancing and clapping to the music. At 9:30, all eyes will be on the sky, and that is when the fireworks by Grucci will perform their pyrotechnic wizardry. The state-of-the-art performance will be launched from the Memorial Bridge after hundreds of hours of choreographing, shell design, and manufacturing and setup. The shells will burst with a rainbow of colors, smiley faces, and, of course, USA. Well, I'll remind you that on Monday, the 4th, I'll be there as your master of ceremonies in the reviewing stand for the premier 4th of July parade in Western Mass. In fact, perhaps the Northeast, as the parade in East Longmeadow disembarks. We hope to see you there for that wonderful time. It really, if you want to fill up your day with 4th of July fun and patriotism and Americana, you can do the parade in the afternoon, then take a breather and head down to Riverfront Park for the Springfield, Star-Spangled Springfield events. Comes once a year, folks. My advice is enjoy it. And thank you very much for being with us for all of our programs through the course of the week. And we'll leave you with this. Happy 4th. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Stay out of the emergency room. Leave the fireworks to the professionals and don't overindulge. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio. And we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.